Our top story tonight, systemic and chronic leadership failures. That's the finding of an independent investigation into crimes at one of the country's largest military facilities.
At least 25 soldiers assigned to Fort Hood have died from suicides, homicides, or accidents this year alone. And that includes 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen, the soldier who disappeared from the Army post. Federal investigators say her body was later found burned and dismembered after she was killed by another soldier. And findings today leading to firings, suspensions, and policy changes throughout the Army. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin is live for us in Fort Hood tonight. Marky.
Marnie, these military findings have been months in the making, and it's been a deadly year, shrouded in a lot of mystery for this Texas Army base, and the gruesome slaying of a young soldier over the summer making waves and headlines, resulting in public outrage and also a call for change, and it was the catalyst for today's announcement.
This report, without a doubt, will cause the Army to change our culture.
In a 60-minute briefing at the Pentagon on Tuesday, the Army's top brass unveiling findings from an investigation into Fort Hood's culture, a violent pattern of murder, sexual assault, and harassment, publicly surfacing for the military base this year.
The tragic death of Vanessa Guillen and a rash of other challenges at Fort Hood forced us to take a critical look at our systems, our policies, and ourselves.
The 20-year-old soldier found bludgeoned to death this summer, her remains discovered off base 2 months after she went missing. According to investigators, she was killed by a fellow soldier who Guillen's family alleges was sexually assaulting her.
Why she didn't report it? Because of retaliation. And she was afraid of that.
In a 136-page report released by the United States Army, the investigation committee made up of 5 civilian members, putting forth 70 recommendations and 9 overarching findings, which include evidence of sexual harassment and assault being underreported, deficiencies in incident management, and a command climate at Fort Hood that has been permissive of sex crimes. In total, 14 officers and enlisted soldiers at the base have been fired or suspended for failed leadership.
I am gravely disappointed that leaders failed to effectively create a climate that treated all soldiers with dignity and respect.
In conducting the 103-day case, almost 32,000 soldiers were surveyed. About 650, mostly women, were interviewed. So far this year, 25 soldiers assigned to the base have died to suicide, homicide, or accidents, compared to 32 last year and 24 in 2018.
There aren't an anomalous number of death cases at Fort Hood in terms of homicides. But the homicides that did occur got intense media attention.
In addition to the firings, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy ordering a new policy to expedite locating missing soldiers, top leadership vowing to fix the problems at hand and promote the inclusivity and respect urged by the investigation team.
One of the things that the soldiers at Fort Hood, many of them needed, was to be believed. And that was what we did. We listened, and so if any of them see this, I want them to know we believe you.
Now, in total, there are about 65,000 soldiers here on base at Fort Hood, but Army leaders say it transcends that number. This affects the almost 1 million soldiers enlisted in this branch of the military, the hundreds of thousands of civilians working on bases just like this one, and also their families. Starting tomorrow, senior staff of the Army will be briefed on how to move forward, and we can also tell you beginning in March of 2021 is when we can expect to see some of these systemic changes starting to be implemented.